Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. We welcome you to this program, our interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. It is with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatu. Let's welcome Mufti Saab on this day, the 12th of Shawwal, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 22nd of April, 2024. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa za'id khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Today our topic is on Hajj, Umrah, Makkah and Medina Sharif. Medina Munawwara. Mufti Saab, with regards to Hajj and Umrah, what are the vital important points to note down?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today in South Africa is the 12th of Shawwal in Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa. 90-80% of the country is the 13th of Shawwal already today. Be that as it may, so our theme for this week is Hajj. You know, we have the Hajj programs in various masajid and so forth. So why are we discussing Hajj today and Umrah and Medina Munawwara? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in Surah Baqarah chapter number 2 and verse number 197, Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat. The months of Hajj are well known. The months of Hajj are well known. So simple for you Mu'azahid and others of our esteemed listeners, easy way to remember, what indeed are the months of Hajj? Min Eidin ila Eidin. From Eidul Fitr, 1st of Shawwal, to Eidul Adha, 10th of Zulhijjah. So those are the months of Hajj. So therefore we're discussing thousands of people from South Africa, millions of people from various parts of the world will assemble there in Arafat on the 9th of Zulhijjah, 1445, the greatest assembly of humanity from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Ma min nabiyin illa waqad hajja. Every nabi and prophet and messenger alayhimu salatu salam perform Hajj, the most important journey in our life if you look at it. Anyway, whether it's our religious matters or our mundane and worldly affairs, first thing, therefore Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his Sahih al-Bukhari, Allama Nawawi in Riyadu Salihin, Allama Tabrizi in his Mishkatul Masafi, Masabi, and we all learn this hadith in our primary madrasa, Maktab, what we call, and that is Innamal A'malu Binniyat. O Hujjaj Baitillah, O prospective Haji, what is your intention? Is it a holiday? Is it a shopping spree? Is it to go fulfill your farz? Is it really for the love of Almighty Allah? Is it to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? I can't say what is your intention. Only you know. So let us rectify our intentions. Always remember that. Then we will see the barakat. We will see the manaqib, the virtues and everything. I just give you one incident quickly. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, who's buried in Makkah, but not in the graveyard on the outskirts. With Allah's help and mercy, I went to his grave Mubarak. He performed 65 Hajj. A'ataqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He liberated 1,000 slaves and performed 1,000 umrahs. Remember. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah is tabi'i. So he performed 55 Hajj. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimullah is one of the great, great awliyaullah. So that is called Pirani Pir rahimullah. He performed 50 Hajj. And you know those days were no planes and all that. They had to travel for weeks and months and all, walk in the heat and what and what. So all that. So Imam Abu Hanifa, the genius, the faqih, the jurist of this ummah was asked, isn't Hajj only compulsory once? For what you have to go every year? See, this you call tafaqquh fi deen. He said, you know, Allah Jalla Wala mentioned one verse in the noble Quran, when I read, then that benefit is not mentioned for any ibadat, but only for Hajj is mentioned. So which ayat he read? لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, you must announce, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Stand there on Jabal Abi Qubais, the mountain where the palace is now, Jabal Abi Qubais, and announce, come on, all of you come for Hajj and all these things. And Allah says in Surah 22, Surah Hajj, verses 27-28, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, so they will be seeing the nafa, the benefit accruing to them. You see that? So that is why. And if you open Tirmidhi, you will find similar. تَابِعُوا, I used to practice on this for years with Allah's help. تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْأُمْرَةِ. You made Hajj, make Umrah. You made Umrah, make Hajj. Follow one after the other. Why? فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرِ وَالْإِثْمِ. Allah will remove your poverty. Allah will remove your vices and sins. We think we spend 100,000, we spend so much, this. Allah will give you much more from His unlimited khazana and treasures, remember. So number one, O Hujjaj Baytillah, our intention. Number two, is that, remember, the will must be ready. See, perfect example, Mauna Yusuf Bamji, we studied together in Karachi. And then. So remember, Rahimahullah, he went for itikaf to Bangladesh, returning home, he passes away in the plane. Now Allah alone knows, we hope and pray the body is brought. Obviously the family has spoken to the authorities there, and they want them to expedite it. So we hope Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah grant the family Sabri Jameel. Nevertheless, now we go. And now we pass away there. How many of us got our will ready? 90%, they don't have a will. So now you got time. Your first flights are only going in May. So now you still got time. So today is what? You must remember what the date today. The 22nd of April. So you got still 1 week, 2 weeks before you depart. So, O Hujjaj, brothers, sisters, all of you, have your will ready and take it with you. Traveler's will or whatever it is. So that also, it makes, facilitates matters. Two. Three, those of you who are following the Hanafi school, only the Hanafi school, not for the Shafi's, Maliki's, somebody's. You see, you're going to perform Tamattu Hajj. You're going to perform Tamattu Hajj. Tamattu Hajj means you go from here to Medina Munawwara, and then you spend your 8, 9, 10 days there. Then you fasten Ihram for Umrah only. And then you finish Umrah, then you come back into your normal clothes, your husband, wife, you sleep together, all that is fine. And then on the 8th of Zul Hijjah, you fasten Ihram again, there in Makkah, Aziziyah, wherever you are, and then to Hajj only. So that is called Tamattu. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. So you open the noble Quran and see, Allah is telling you Tamattu Hajj is the best. And in this day, remember, 100% the best. People don't know about how to look after themselves in the haram and that. We used to make Hajj stay in the haram 5 days, 10 days, 15 days. So we were used to it, but you weren't managing all that. So Surah 2, verse 196, remember that. So in a case like that, so you have to slaughter the hadi, what you call Dhamme Shukr. That's wajib, compulsory. But for you Hanafis, you're going to slaughter that day in Mina or Makkah, or Mina normally. But beside that, you have to slaughter your Udhiya, your Bakri Eid Qurbani, your annual Qurbani. So that is still wajib. The difference is that Qurbani of every year annual can be done in any part of the world. You can do it South Africa, Malawi, India, Pakistan, Amman, Skral, wherever you want. But the Hajj one must be there. And the Hajj one is included in your package normally. You see? So we must draw that. So we have. You, Mawzaid, you didn't perform a Hajj, right?
No.
Right. Inshallah, Allah will take you and your wife. Amen. So, inshallah. So you must. I performed first Hajj in 75 from Karachi. Stood. Also achieved Waqia. 74, I went. From Karachi, my parents wanted I must come home. I told them, no, I'm coming from there. Karachi, I'll get visa easy, inshallah. You'll come, we'll meet there in Jeddah. Alhamdulillah, I spent 6 weeks, they spent 5 weeks, you understand? Then they went Europe, then they came Pakistan, and long story, I told you. So then, in 75, Hajj time came, I counted my dollars, my money. So that time, there's no phone and all that, you know, direct. The only way you can get direct message, like immediately almost, is tar bejo. Tar, send telegram, you know. They call tar bejo. So you just type, then you go there with the post office, and then they send. So I told my father, mother, and I, first thing they asked me, you got enough money, you sure? I said, yeah, yeah, don't worry, I'm sorted out. So alhamdulillah, 75 I went, you understand, and performed. That time Hajj and today is, I mean, Asman difference, you know. So anyway, so $1,000 also was enough those days, you understood? So $500 also you could squeeze it through if you know shopping and all that. Anyway, so the point I'm making here is this, that, so you must have your will ready. You must make arrangements for two animals. One is your Hajj animal. Call it Hadi, Quranic terminology, call it Dham-e-Shukr, or you must remember, you call it, you must remember that this thing, understood, your annual Qurbani, Bakrid Qurbani. So that one day, that you perform anywhere. And the Hadi is there in Makkah, Mina. So we clear on that? So you must, so that is compulsory. And Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, you don't have to worry about the Qurbani one, it falls away, it's waved off. You understand? Because you're going for Hajj, so that animal will suffice and you don't have to worry. So these are important. Now, primary important, you see, I want to take you step by step. So 90%, not 90, 95% of the Hujjaj, Malaysia, Indonesia, Arab countries, Europe, America, Africa, South Africa, they say we're going for 5-day Hajj. That's very wrong. Understood. It's based a lot on ignorance and based a lot just on what we want to look for shortcuts in that. You see? See, you know, we quoted that verse 100 times, so many times. Why did we fast in Ramadan, mandatory fast? La'allakum tattaqoon. Surah 2, verse 183. Now you, Hujjaj Baitillah, I'm asking you, Hujjaj, and you're going to the Haramain Sharifain. So, you must make intention from now and read 2 rakat salah daily. Ya Allah, that we want to perform a 6-day Hajj. Why 6-day Hajj? Allah Jalla Wala states, you must remember, وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. So when you stay for 6 days, then Allah is saying, that's a sign that you got some taqwa or full taqwa that Allah alone knows. Surah 2 and verse number 203. What a beautiful inspiration, motivation that is. So from now, my sister, my brother, Abdullah, Amatullah, make intention of 6-day Hajj. You see? Hadith, Muslim Sharif, authentic. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Khudu anni manasikakum. Take from me your actions of Hajj, and so forth and so on. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only performed one Hajj after it became compulsory. Before, while the Master alayhi salam was in Makkah, before it became compulsory, performed 2 Hajj. So remember that. So one Hajj, and the Master alayhi salam encouraged the people, qawlan wa amalan, in his speech Mubarak and his action Mubarak, that stay. Now we used to go for Hajj for what Allah has helped many years. So I used to see people running away. So I used to call them, you know. I say, why you run away? They say that we got food, well, there won't be food here. And who will be the Maulana and the guide? And so then I met Mashura. I said, no. I told the agents, me, I'm to stay. We stayed for about 10, 15, I don't know how many years, but many years, you see. You all want to go, you'll go. Me, I'll sort everything out myself. So they got very happy because why? For them to cut the Hajis to Makkah, Azizia, a logistical nightmare. You understood? And the guys get lost, and there's no transport. And so we used to say, brothers, from the first day of Hajj, and during, before that, like now, we say, brothers, sisters, please stay here. I spoke to Muassasa, and they said on the 6th day, they will supply the food, the breakfast, the lunch, all the things there. Because we read Zohar Namaz, we make final dua, everybody cries, and we leave Mina. We don't know when we'll come back, you see. And that, and then Imam, we the Imam. So I got my Molvis there, and Kharisap, and Avisap, Mazaid, you make this Namaz, you make this, you make this. Nobody there, I make the Imamat, you see. So, but we shared the duties like that. So it was good. So what used to happen, so many agents, they used to run away. The Maulana also runs away. So that last day, they used to gap in our tent. You understand? Because now everybody is free for all. You understand? Hajj is khalas. You understand? Saudi Arabia, the newspapers, Saudi Gazette and Arab News. Today is Arafat, for example, the day of Arafat, Monday, for example. Tomorrow, newspaper will write, Hajj, a resounding success. What a great success. Day of Arafat finished, they say Hajj khalas. You understand? And then they'll praise the king and the crown prince and the murtad and us and everything. That's how they operate there. So once Arafat finished, they say Hajj finished. You understood? Hey, all these other things. So that's how the media plays it. Obviously, we don't accept that. We reject that. Next one is this, that you must take enough money. Rather take more than less. You must remember that. Because you don't know. Because things can, you know. When I went those days, 74, 75, it's 50 years ago. That, you know, they used to call groovy cans. You know that groovy, that can you get cold in. Groovy. Like now also you still get it. 1 riyal. Now it's going to 3 riyals. You understand? It's lasted like that for 30 years. You understand? 1 riyal, 1 riyal. But now things are very expensive. There's tax and what and this zalim haram is. So rather you take extra money, all of you, you know. So either you take riyals, either you take euros, you take rands. You can take dollars, but we tell the people rather stay away from dollars. But if you take dollars, no sin or anything. So you take whatever you can. And so even rands you take, but you don't get much for it. You must remember, 1 riyal is 5 rand. 1 riyal is 5 rand. So if you see something, 100 riyal, you mightn't think it's 100 rand, it's 500 rand minimum. If you work it out with the currency, sometimes it can be 600 rand. Hmm. So you should be very clear on these issues. You know, people sometimes they mix up and zigzag. Then another thing is that you must have 1 hajj kitab. Don't go to 100 kitab, this one, you'll just get confused and your fuses will get blown also. So what we do, mashallah, there in that, you understand, programs of ours, so we'll give it out, the Hajj Kitab on Saturday, you understood? So that I'll just be there for my lecture and that, but the other brothers are there, Hafiz Wadi and them, so they got all that. They give one per family or something like that. So Capital Group, mashallah, they print all that, and then, you know, thousands they give out like that, mashallah, every year. So everybody gets like a copy, like, you know, so that, I don't know if they give husband, wife separate, or they give one. Maybe they give separate ones, I'm not sure. So that, but anyway, that we'll know by Saturday and these type of things. So in that way there, you just read that kitab and every 90% of your questions will be answered also. So these are the basic things. Now your journey is starting. Tomorrow is your flight. So what must you do then? You must remember if your flight is tomorrow. So give out some sadaqah, read 2 rakat salat, keep on reading surah 2, verse 128, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبَلِينَ. The aim must be not to perform hajj, umrah, ziyarat, madinah. Nay, the aim must be to perform quality hajj, quality umrah, quality ziyarat, and so forth. So 90% of our agents there, 8, 10, 20, whatever, you understand, this is less than 10, I think. So agents who are taking, transporting the hujjaj and so forth, this one got 1,000, this one got 500, that one got 100, that, like that it is. So anyway, the point I'm making is this, that when you, then they go from here, they take you to Medina first, you see. And so you must know what to do in Medina. You can't go to Medina Munawwara without expressing your love for the Master, alayhi salam. You can't go to Medina Munawwara and you don't have respect for the Master, alayhi salam, and for Medina Munawwara. I give you 2-3 easy examples. People are sitting in a masjid. I'm sitting in Masjid Nabawi. I saw Zahid there. Oh, Zahid, come here. And we start joking, laughing inside Masjid Nabawi. So, you know what the Quran says? Surah Hujurat, Surah 49, verse 2. أَنْتَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشُرُونَ. You're showing su'ul adab, disrespect to the Master, alayhi salam, in the presence of the Master. You understood? So your actions will all disappear. You won't even realize it. Surah 49. People going to read Salat and Salam by the Master, alayhi salam. They going with their cameras, with their videos, and they saying, Bolo, Bolo! And they screaming and that, you understood. So they put the call through to Karachi. They put the call through to Bombay. They put the call through to Kashmir, or wherever, or South Africa. And he's saying, now you send your salam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hear it via my mobile and cell phone. Now what is all that? You must remember. And that person is screaming from there, and this one is screaming, and you write in the bargah, in the court mubarak of the master. Where's the adab? Where's the respect? Where is the love? All this. A normal court, if you go here, they'll tell you, you switch off your phones. They'll give you 1-2 warning. Afterwards, they'll pick you up, put you in jail, or they'll give you a fine. They call it contempt of court. This is non-Muslim. This is the court of the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved to Allah in the entire universe. I mean, some common sense we should have, you know. Before you go and read your first salami, it's not compulsory. It was compulsory. The only sahabi who practiced on it was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Whilst it was compulsory, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha najaytumur rasul, faqaddimu bayna yaday najwakum sadaqah. You see? So you must give out charity before you speak to the master, alayhi salam. So we say is mustahab now, is desirable, meritorious, virtuous. That give out 2 riyal, 5 riyal, 1 riyal, whatever, and just give to some poor people. Then you enter the masjid like that, and first time at least, you see. And then one more thing, while you're in Medina Munawwara, abandon Durood Sharif, and so forth and so on, you see. So that is what we should try and do. So it's a journey. And we must know how and what our timetable will be, and so forth and so on. Ji.
Mufti Saab, with this, all these restrictions in place, and we are unable to do certain things, can we still wear the ihram and go and perform tawaf just on a casual basis where it's
100% it's permissible? 100%. Number one is this, that one day, Hazrat bin Nuri's madrasa, the mufti there, he wrote a fatwa. He just wrote fiqh kitabs. I said, you're running such a big darulum, and this is a fatwa that has international repercussions. And the fatwa is correct, but the methodology was totally wrong. A fatwa like that, you must go first to Quran. So like that, you must say Surah 22, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We have to tell Sudais, we have to tell MBS, the Murtad, we have to tell all his cronies, what you all are doing is ilhad, deviation, is zulmin, and Allah is going to punish you a terrible, horrible punishment. The first one. Second one, this hadith in Tirmidhi. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Bani Abdi Manaf, you, they were in charge, like they had the keys or whatever those days. La tamnahu ahadan tawafa bihadal bayt. You got no right to prevent anybody. So we ask MBS Murtad, we ask his father, we ask his grandfather, he's dead. So Abdul Aziz, who is your haram this? Is your father's house this? Who gave you the right to do all this kind of thing? My father, grandfather is 80, 90, 100 years old. He must go on top to make tawaf. You understand? And this type of thing. Nafil tawaf. And this. But you come, you make at the bottom. When he comes, he don't go on top. You see? So this type of thing. So it's all shaitani at that. So you must just wear your ihram and you carry on 100% permissible. No problem.
So. And Mufti Saab, with regards to greeting Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is the method?
Remember that people go with so much shock and love and they by heart. But you just go there, not even 1 minute, the police, Hajj time and that, and Ramadan time is finished. They will make harrik, harrik, Aji. So you want, I know I should tell the people the mistake you'll make. You'll say, Assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah. No, Allah commanded us 2 things. Surah 33, verse 56. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Say, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul. So just by heart, 3-4 sentences. I give you an example. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. And you can say directly or you can say the other way. Ishfa Ali Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede for me, my wife, my children, my parents, like that. Or you say, Allahumma zuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us. So both ways is permissible, no problem. And then by Sayyidina Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, you just say, Assalamu. There you just say, Assalamu. Assalamu alayka ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And then by Sayyidina Umar, Assalamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. They don't give you a chance, you see. So therefore, before we used to go, you could spend one hour there, nobody says anything. You must remember. But now they're gone, you know, crazy and these things there. So that is what. And then you stand far, anywhere. Then you make salami from a distance. You understand? No problem. You can sit, you can stand, all permissible, no problem.
Mufti Saab, we want a good experience guide. So when will Mufti Saab go for Hajj again?
We'll go, inshallah, when Allah decrees. You must remember that. So normally I don't tell anybody. Until now, I haven't told that how many Umrah or how many Hajj and that. We Allah ke ya ginti nahi. Allah Ta'ala does not count the actions. Allah ke ya wazan hai. Allah weighs the actions. So whatever little bit we did and people we helped, Allah accept it. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Every day we make dua for Haramain Sharifain. We make dua, Allah give him guidance. MBS, MBZ, see Dubai. If still they can't open their eyes after all the floods and that, next time it will come and they got chamchas. I told them, your Burj Khalifa, your Burjul Arab, all will be blasted to smotherings. Remember that. So this was just a small punishment. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. But you carry on like this, Allah will send his azab, flatten your whole Dubai, and thousands of people will be dead. Remember these things there. So you will see the disaster upon disaster. So it's a wake-up call. We must remember this type of thing. Same thing for Saudi Arabia also.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Saab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.